This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers.
You know whose birthday is today?
Yes.
Who?
My daughters.
Sophie. Happy birthday to Sophie and Leroy.
She better not be listening right now. She's got a test.
Desmond.
I hope she's on her iPad.
Wait, don't you have Desmond?
Yeah, it's Desmond Howard's birthday today.
Desmond Howard's birthday.
And remember Jerron?
It is Jerron's birthday today. I see Jerron all the time at the Heat games.
Yeah. Somebody with no dreads.
I know.
First time I saw him without dreads, I had to do a double take.
I walked right by him, and I was like,
"Yes,
hey man."
He was at, you know what? When we went, you know where he was when we went to Kaseya Center for the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, did we broadcast from there one time, like last year?
Last year we broadcasted there for Media Day.
Yeah, he was there.
Ray Lewis' birthday today too.
Ray Lewis's birthday.
Emmett Smith's
birthday. Jamie Lynn Sigler, Meadow Soprano.
Okay.
Her birthday.
All right.
Andy Murray, tennis player.
Ooh, I did see that one.
I was a Meadow Soprano.
Russell Hornsby. No.
Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. Is that the, that's just the way it is guy? No.
No.
He's
an actor.
Chaz Palminteri's birthday. He's still with us.
Oh, is he?
Bronx Tale.
Oh, man. I watched that the other day, too. Hey. Now you can't
wait,
leave.
Is that is Chad, does he do the FBI or Criminal Minds?
He might. I don't know. He's 73. He's still with us.
Still with us, huh?
He does Criminal Minds, right?
No, you just can't leave.
Do you know that was his story? He's the kid. He's a Quigelio or whatever.
The real kid got in trouble, didn't he? Not the real guy. I'm sorry. The guy who played the kid. Oh, didn't he get in trouble? The actor?
Nah, probably.
I feel like he got in trouble for something.
Probably.
Because then he did a one-man show.
Okay.
One time I got him on the phone for Sid Rosenberg was like, hey, let's get Chaz Palminteri on.
Oh.
And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, here's his number. I want to talk Yankees. And so I called him up.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, Sid wants to talk Yankees. And I was like, now you just can't leave.
It's like, what?
Nothing. I think I still have his number on my phone.
Call him.
Just go, happy birthday. Now you just can't leave. Yes, I have a teenager now. I'm old as hell.
13?
Yeah. What?
Dang. Nope. High school's around the corner.
Good luck.
It is.
I almost got a more. High school graduate.
Wow, two potty trained children.
Wow.
Lucky you.
Other stuff just gets expensive, too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Now you're buying Stanleys.
Yeah, Stanleys instead of Pampers. Yeah. That's how it's going to go for you, dude.
Congrats.
Which one's more expensive, a Stanley or Pampers? Because
Pampers.
Yeah, Stanley.
We were just marveling today at like the cost of formula. My wife and I were like, geez, because it was expensive when we were. Yeah. You know, we were like,
wait a minute. Why are you worried about formula?
We were just, because my wife had a friend who's about to have a baby, so she was like looking over baby items for a shower. Mm. She's like, damn, it's like $60 a pop.
I know a guy if you need.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
You got that black market milk?
In the stores now,
mm-hmm.
They got to keep the formula locked up.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, that's not new, for sure.
Well, I feel like when I was working at Publix many years ago, that was
already. They keep it by the cigarettes.
Yeah, but why is the deodorant locked up, though? I find that to be strange.
Sometimes, some CVS's you go into, everything's locked up.
Locked like, what? Up.
I don't even.
There's some toothpaste that's
I can't peruse.
Up.
Yeah. I like to peruse. You know, I can't even do that here.
Can't do it.
Marlins, they defeated the Cubs 3-1.
Yeah.
Kyle Stowers hit a couple of ding-dongs for the Fish.
It was a good week for South Florida. Mm. A good night.
Augustin Ramirez went deep for the Fish as well. His fifth home run for the rookie catcher. So the
Fish one guy lost, made South Miami happy.
Yep.
Two teams won.
Jimmy Butler, he is bounced gentleman style. The Wolves, they move on to the Western Conference Finals, awaiting the winner of Nuggets and Thunder. Man, him versus Shea would be a fun matchup.
Karen is. $60 for formula? Just give the baby Gatorade.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
It's true.
It's crazy. Adam Schefter.
Oh.
He's reporting. Quote, this is from Barry Jackson's Twitter. There's more interest in Jalen Ramsey than people realize. Trade could be announced in June, potentially. Schefter notes that if a trade happens before, it wouldn't be processed until after June 1st for cap reasons. But apparently, strong market for Jalen Ramsey, who hates Mike McDaniel's guts.
Hates him.
He it's hates weird him. That your player is more old school than your coach. And that's what it is.
Yeah, it is an odd scenario. It's odd how, like, he feels like he gets everybody into the tent, Mike McDaniel, but then people don't seem to dig it anymore, you know?
Well, here's the problem. So when you first get into football, professional football, the first couple of years you earn your stripes on the field, your work habits, relationships with others, or whatever.
Gotta eat your Frost Flakes, dude.
Then when the young guys come in,
what?
Right, they got to earn their stripes,
mm-hmm.
Right? They got to do whatever it takes to be part of the group.
Got to be great.
When a coach like Mike comes in and treats everybody the same, it kind of pisses off the older guys who had to earn that. And Mike McDaniel is kind of giving it right away. And I think sometimes that's why the older players have a problem with a coach who doesn't make guys earn the right to be in there, both in the locker room and on the field. And so I could see how a guy like Jalen, who's earned his stripes, might look at somebody else.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. We'll get into a little bit of it coming up because Jordan Poyer had some things to say yesterday on the NFL Network. But we got to take a break because I want to get into a little bit of Canes. It's a fascinating story with them getting the number one recruit in the country. Now there's a lot of whining going on about how the Canes are doing business. So I'll talk to our guy Alex Dono from Locked On Canes. And, of course, here on the WQM post-game broadcast, we'll talk to our guy Alex Dono coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Celebrating a Panthers victory today. Celebrating Jimmy Butler getting bounced today. And we are familiar with the petty. We love the petty. And appears we have some petty crimes going against our beloved Miami Hurricanes. So we turn to an expert, a man who hosts the Locked On Canes podcast. You can hear him here on WQAM on the Canes postgame show. He is Alex Dono, a Canes lifer, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Dono, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Tobin, and I'm also petty. You and I have a lot in common in that area. So seeing Jimmy bounce brought a smile to my face. And seeing the Florida Panthers not only beat Toronto last night, but they took their souls. Oof. Like, the Maple Leafs were completely lifeless throughout that entire game. And, man, 6-1. I hope we beat those fools 8-0 tomorrow night in the elimination game.
Same.
Well, Dono, it could have been 6-0 the game beforehand. Yeah. I mean, they just got some stellar goalie play. So that's kind of what happened. And there's a reason why he's your backup goalie. Let's be clear that he has moments, but he's not going to play on a consistent basis night in and night out.
Yeah, no, that's true. And hopefully he's so shell-shocked after giving up 6 goals the other night that he'll give up 36 next time.
So, Dono, we're very excited this week. You're boots on the ground with everything, with the Canes and all that. Jackson Cantwell, top recruit. I'm following your Twitter account as this is all going, and I can't believe the belly aching that is going on because the Miami Hurricanes landed a good player. Can you take us a little bit into the drama of this? The Canes land this stud, and like all hell breaks loose with other team fan bases whining because the Miami Hurricanes got him.
Yeah, I mean, in Miami, as other schools have, but Miami has been recruiting Jackson Cantwell literally for over a year, if not multiple years. So it's not as if, you know, they woke up a couple days ago or a couple months ago and said, okay, we need to have this guy. Let's offer him a few million or something like that. So and there were times, you know, even a month ago when people thought, hey, Miami is the prohibitive favorite to land Cantwell, who's a behemoth offensive tackle, 6'8". 325 pound, is the top player in the class of 2026. And so, like, there was a time about a month ago when it looked like this is going to be a Miami player, right? But then, as things often do when you follow recruiting for high school kids, the trends seem to be changing, right? There was a time, mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like Oregon's the favorite. And then for a couple weeks before his actual announcement, it looked like Georgia was the big favorite. But then like a couple hours before he announced, he started to get the leaks that, hey, it's probably going to be Miami. And he did indeed choose Miami. And so it's one of these belly aches that have become, and complaints that have become more and more common in this day and age in college football. And you especially hear this a lot from SEC fans. And it's ironic because NIL was kind of a thing in the SEC before it was legal. And now that the level that the playing field has been leveled a little bit, they don't seem to like it. The teams can legally drop bags to land players. And so, yeah, from the moment Jackson Cantwell picked Miami, there became an argument very loud from the Georgia fans and from certain national media members. The narrative became, well, he clearly picked Miami for the money, that this was a money move. He chose the bag. And Tobin and Leroy, I'm not saying Miami didn't give him a great monetary offer. I'm sure they did. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because when it's legal, you pay what you can to get the best possible players to your program. But I can also tell you, with what I know about Jackson Cantwell, this guy is not going to make a decision strictly based on that, you know, the relationships he's been developing for months, if not years, with Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal, and he was going to be a millionaire wherever he went, right? So he decided to take the proven offensive line coaching, the comfort level he had with Miami, who he had mentioned throughout his process. He didn't hear from anybody more than he heard from Mario Cristobal, head coach, who's kind of your second offensive line coach, and Alex Mirabal, the offensive line coach. And I guess it didn't help that On3Sports published a story late last week where they like mentioned, oh, Miami, we heard, is offering him, you know, $2 million or north of $2 million. They didn't mention any numbers for any other school. So it already kind of planted that money narrative. And so I think the problem that people on the Miami side have with this narrative, and the problem that Jackson Cantwell should have with this narrative, is anytime Miami lands a big time player, they always throw out there, look at this big NIL offer. It's all about money, money, money when Miami lands a player. Had Oregon, who also bought, Oregon is probably the biggest NIL spender, by the way, or Georgia landed him, it would have been, oh, he chose this great program, he's going to play for Kirby Smart or Dan Lanning. So I think that's the issue people have, is anytime Miami lands somebody, it's all about money. And then the last thing I'll say before I'll let you ask me another question, I've been ranting and raving for a while here, but the last thing I'll say on this is, if you're going to bring up this narrative that Jackson Cantwell would only choose Miami for an NIL offer, I could at least halfway entertain that argument if this guy played any other position. But you're talking about an offensive lineman,
right,
who wants to be developed by the guys who developed Penei Sewell and the guys who are currently developing CeCe Mauinoa, who has a chance to be a first round draft pick next year. If he played any other position, I could at least like allow you to carry on this money narrative. But for an offensive lineman who says he sees himself best fitting in Miami, I don't know why you would argue that, considering the type of O-line coaching Miami has.
I can tell you why, Dono. And here's what it is with the SEC. For so long, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson could sit at a kid's table and put their rings on the table, right, and say that what you're getting when you come here are all these excellent things, right? But keep in mind, when Nick Saban left, he said, we don't have enough money. They have it. They're just not putting it out there. And now you have these other schools that are saying, oh, we acknowledge your rings, and we can't use that. How about an extra mil? And they have a problem with that, because for so long, their dominance over the sport was, I'm going to just put my rings on the table. And now they can't do that. Now you can't go in to a kid's house and only talk about your storied franchise or your storied history, because to be honest with you, kids don't give a damn about that.
Yeah.
And they have a problem with that. That's why more schools like LSU, who have a good program, but they can't be throwing it around like Alabama or Clemson or Georgia, right? You have schools like Ole Miss throwing money at it, right? So it's not just Miami, But it fits because it's one of the guys they thought they were going to get.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on with that. And, you know, I know it's something that Cantwell talked about. He even actually, which I thought was kind of saucy on his part, he was doing some interviews right after he made his announcement. And he even, like, he brought up Pete Nakos of On3 by name. Like, he called him out because that was someone who wrote an article late last week who was like, oh, well, Miami's offering him $2 million. And he says players often commit to Georgia for the Georgia discount. Like, it's so it's so noble to go to Georgia for less money. Right. So it's like, yeah, I don't know how much money Georgia offered. I don't even know how much money Miami offered. It's all rumors and hearsay, right? Because they don't publish the NIL numbers. But so if Georgia, hypothetically, because a lot of Georgia fans are saying this, if Georgia offered Jackson Cantwell literally half of what Miami offered, you're really going to shame the young man for choosing to make double the money at a place where he knows he can get developed? It's like, yeah. I mean, Leroy, if you were a free agent in the job market and, and you know, you were offered half a mil to do one job and then a full mil at the other, and you were going to be happy at either spot, like, should they shame you for choosing to make the one mil over the half mil? I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
That's the thing I'm talking about, Dono. They're sitting here talking like, oh, how dare you turn down Georgia, no matter what we offer you, it's Georgia, right?
Is it true? Donna, is it true they knocked him down the rankings after this happened? That's a thing that people did.
Well, here's the thing, man. And I had some, because factually, yes, that did happen, Tobin. To be fair. Because I upset some people when I was angrily tweeting about this last night. They updated the 24/7 sports recruiting rankings yesterday, the day after Cantwell committed, and he dropped, I guess he was number 3 overall on that service, and they dropped him from 3 to 10. And like, I don't think anything's changed. Like, he hasn't played football in like 5 or 6 months. So I don't know how they just decide to drop him. But I was ranting about it, and I was told, and I'm going to assume this is factually correct, that they actually filed this change. It just didn't come into effect till yesterday. This change was filed several days before he committed. So even if he had committed to Georgia or Oregon, he still would have dropped 7 spots. Now,
sounds convenient.
Well, I got my tinfoil hat with me because it is convenient. Because, you know, I got this us against the world mentality when it comes to Miami. Like, it's very convenient. Every time Miami lands a 5-star player, they knock him down a peg. But supposedly, this one is just an awful coincidence.
All right. If they say so. Well, here's another one that got kind of crazy this summer, because it was cool. We saw Carson Beck starting to throw, so that's good news. So, but like, he signs with the Canes, naturally, after they get the number one quarterback drafted. Another crazy decision that he would make. But then all of a sudden, everybody's bellyaching about how much the Canes paid him, and they're like, oh, he ruined the market for everybody. Tennessee's quarterback is leaving. And I'm like, how in God's name is that the Canes' fault? I'm trying to figure this stuff out, Dono.
I mean, because again, people, the same way, back to Leroy's point, like, people just cannot believe a player would choose Miami over Georgia. Carson Beck already did that. And I know, like, there's a lot of narrative changing happening in Athens where Georgia fans will say, oh, this guy, he sucks. We never actually wanted him to play for us again. He's terrible. Gunnar Stockton, that's the truth. Carson Beck, old damaged goods. We don't want him here. That's the narrative there now. My understanding is, like,
they didn't want him.
Not, including Kirby Smart did not want him to leave. Like, Kirby Smart did not want Beck to leave.
Oh, really?
That's my understanding. And, you know, but again, whether they wanted him to leave or not, you still, the idea of going from Georgia to Miami, people can't believe it. They can't fathom it. And then you throw in the NIL, the alleged NIL money as well. As far as Carson Beck goes, you know, it's just unfortunate him coming off of that injury. He's healthy now, but with him coming off of the elbow injury, you know, he wasn't able to participate in spring football fully. Like, he was out there, he just wasn't able to throw, which is a pretty big part of what he does. But he was out there working and stuff. But, you know, I haven't seen him throw in person. I haven't had a chance to to talk to him yet because he hasn't been available to the media because he was injured. But he is throwing now. He's been cleared to throw for the past several weeks. And my understanding, I've heard that they're going to start having the player run practices on Monday. So he's going to be able to be throwing with his teammates in the next couple of days. And, you know, it's, you know, Cam Ward is special and irreplaceable, but I think Miami going out and getting somebody like Carson Beck with his experience level, his proven production on the field, I think is a really good move. And, you know, I don't necessarily think Miami's going to have the number one offense in the country again, but if the defense is no longer embarrassing.
Well, that's what I was going to follow up with that, Donald. Like, yeah, give us a big picture, yeah, your thoughts. Before we even get to camp, do you feel like it's fixed? Because, man, that was so frustrating by the end of last year to be spotted a 21-0 lead and feel like you have no hope. Do you feel like they've done enough, hopefully, to plug some of this up?
I mean, I don't know how much else they could have done, like in terms of offseason moves, right? I mean, they changed defensive coordinators because it was clearly not working under Lance Guidry last year. I like the guy that they hired, Corey Heatherman, who kind of worked a miracle in Minnesota last year. You know, they were 69th in total defense before he took over. Then he got them into the top 10 in just 1 year last year. And a lot more aggressive and a lot more direct, like his defensive philosophy. The players seem to like it, you know, Miami's players who were, you know, learning the system during spring football. So I think the defensive scheme is going to suit them better. So that's one thing. And then, I mean, Miami went wild in the transfer portal when it came to trying to bring in new players. Like the only position group that they just weren't able to get too much in because there wasn't a lot of quality available is defensive tackle. They did get one pretty good player back in the first transfer portal window, David Blay from Louisiana Tech, who had a had a couple good seasons there and had a good spring with Miami. But so many new faces in the defensive secondary. And I think Xavier Lucas from Wisconsin, a cornerback, Zechariah Poyser, a safety from Jacksonville State, who was a stud there the last couple of years. And I also like the safety from Tennessee, Jacoby Thomas that they brought in, and Keontae Scott and Nickel from Houston. And a lot of the players they're bringing in were coached in previous spots by Miami defensive coaches, like where they were before, including, I think one of the guys who could make a really big impact is linebacker Mohamed Touré from Rutgers, who was coached because Corey Heatherman, who's the new DC 2 years ago, he was the linebackers coach at Rutgers, and Touré had his best season then under Heatherman. So honestly, if the defense isn't like dramatically better, and you don't set a very high bar from last year, but if they're not dramatically better than where they were last year, I think you have to start feeling like, hey, we're cursed and Mario just can't find the right defensive coordinator, because they've done about all they possibly can to go out there and make that defense. I don't know if they're going to be top 10 necessarily, but if you have a top 25 defense and then maybe a top 25 offense this year, I think they could end up having more success on the field.
Hey, so Dono, let me ask you this, because I think a lot of people are going to, the offense is going to look different because Carson Beck is not Cam Ward. But is it going to be different because Carson Beck isn't as good, or is it going to be different because Carson Beck plays the position differently and is going to probably take a little bit of time to kind of for the team to find his sweet spot?
All the above. And also, it's going to look different because his weapons are a lot different from what Ward had. You know, something that Cam Ward had the benefit of last year was a more experienced receiver core. Now, Miami has a couple of experienced guys, but they brought him in as transfers, like C.J. Daniels and Keelan Marion and Tony Johnson, like the ones who are returning from last year. You know, JoJo Trader, who I think has the potential to blow up this year. But, you know, he was a true freshman last year who didn't play a whole lot. But he's a former, you know, blue chip guy out of high school. You know, Elijah Lofton, the tight end, is going to, you know, try to kind of do what Elijah Arroyo did last year. He's a different player. He's more of like a Swiss Army knife type of guy, but really productive. So I think, and again, like all the reasons you stated, I think, are why the offense is going to look different. But then another one is it's Miami's offense, I don't believe, is going to be nearly as pass heavy But part of that, I believe, is going to come from assuming your defense is better. You're not going to be in shootouts every week, because that was a thing last year. And, right. you know, Miami had the perfect shootout guy. It was like having Wild Bill Hickok or something in Cam Ward, because you spot that guy a 21-point deficit and say, Ward, we got to throw every down from here on out. Giddy up. Like, he was built for that. If you can actually play with some leads this year, you know, you can get your running game a little bit more involved, because like Miami's running game last year, it was really good. But they didn't have the opportunity to reach their full potential, because I look there's a disconnect here, because Miami was number six in the country in yards per carry, but they were 31st overall in rushing. So like right. the yards per carry being almost top five didn't really match up with your overall running game not being in the top 25. And it's because they didn't have an opportunity to run the ball as much as they would like to. So I think that's going to be a part of it as well. And actually, one of the transfers that I'm really excited about that Miami brought in is a running back who played at North Dakota State, Chamar Brown. Now, North Dakota State, I know it's in the FCS, but that's like the Alabama Crimson Tide of the FCS. They win the championship every year, and they had a guy drafted in the first round of the NFL this year. So it's like a different level of FCS program. And this dude, Marty Brown, they call him Marty, had 1,200 yards, 15 touchdowns last year. He helped them win the FCS national championship. So I think he's going to be great in a rotation with Mark Fletcher and Jordan Lyle. So I think Miami probably by design, and this is not to take anything away from Carson Beck, because he just wants to win in any context, but be able to run the football a little bit more. And if your weapons like in the receiving game are not as dynamic as what Ward had last year, I think Miami can make up for some of that with the running game.
It's Alex Dono. Go check out the Locked On Canes podcast, as in-depth as you can get with your Miami Hurricanes. He bleeds orange and green. Dono, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Go Panthers.
Thanks, Dono.
All right, we'll take a break. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Ah, Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin. Leroy here with you. It is Leroy's birthday today.
Yeah.
That gives me the goosies.
Yeah.
Let us find out what else is goosies or no goosies. That is the game we play on Thursday. What do you have for us today here, Frog Boy?
Goosies! For Leroy's birthday. So
it's more like Goosey's galore, by the way.
For Leroy's birthday, that's right. We'll give him Goosey's galore. I mean, if he would have been here, it would have been Goosey's galore. But you know, it's fine.
He's
galore.
Not there, so what happened? The difference.
Let us start with old Jimmy Butler, D Wade, yesterday. After witnessing the piss poor performance from. Play ass Jimmy.
Wow.
I like that.
Oh, I was kind of scared of the dump button for a second.
That's crazy.
Wait, oh, you hush, potty mouth.
That's true. This is the.
We don't give preemptive dump button comments.
She has a full arsenal of F bombs.
She was angry.
Yes!
She was angry on Leroy's behalf, though.
I was, yeah.
Let's hear what D. Wade had to say about Jimmy Butler.
Number 10. And number 10 in Golden State, if you can hear me, do some.
Let's get it, man.
Do some. At first, I was like, number 10, who's number 10, number 10, number 10, number 10, that I realized.
Yeah. That gives me the goosies.
Oh, really?
Man, call him
goosies.
Do something.
Hey. Do something.
That's great.
Hey, there's a lot of people out there that are shocked at what they saw. I'm not. I've been saying this for a while now, but the fact that his BFF on social media is calling him out goes to show you that there's a lot of people who thought this, right? There's a lot of people. There's nothing more than an athlete who's been through the thick of it wants to hear other than this. Oh, that guy can turn it on when he want to. That's an insult to guys like D. Wade. And you could go with even LeBron, right? It's an insult to say, oh, I can turn it on and dominate when I want to, because there's gonna come a day, and that day is here. I wonder what UD was thinking.
Funny you should ask that, Leroy.
Guys like Kobe, it's like I can turn it on when I want to.
So you got the goosies or no goosies?
Well, I got the goosies with D. Wade said.
Goosies.
Jennifer?
Easy goosies for me.
Goosies.
Frog Boy?
Goosies.
What else we got, Play Frog Jimmy?
Okay. Udonis Haslam.
Oh.
Here you go, Leroy. That's what you wanted. He goes at Jimmy Butler.
From this standpoint alone, last year they were in 10th. They didn't make the playoffs. This year they started off in 10th when they got Jimmy. They made the playoffs. I would say it worked out from that perspective. But what I'm going to say about Jimmy is, as great as Jimmy is, the playoff Jimmy thing has put Jimmy Butler in a conversation with guys that maybe are a little bit above Jimmy Butler. And sometimes the expectations of Jimmy Butler are the playoff Jimmy Butler expectations all the time. And that might not necessarily be who Jimmy Butler is. Jimmy Butler is a very talented basketball player, but he'll tell you, I'm not the most talented. I'm not the fastest. He is a smart guy. He preys on weaknesses and mistakes. We got to give credit where credit's due to Minnesota. McDaniels was on him. Ant-Man was on him. Randall was on him. He's not a shooter. He needs to get in the paint. When you get in the paint, we have the number one shot blocker and rim protector on him. I think Jimmy Butler gave what he gave, but Jimmy Butler didn't have any more to give against that team. And that's where you see the differences between other guys and Jimmy. Because I've seen guys guard LeBron, and no matter what you do, he gets his. I've seen guys guard D-Wade. No matter what you do, he gets his. Jason Tatum, he gets his. Jaylen Brown, he gets his. Those guys get theirs no matter what you do. Jimmy Butler's not that unstoppable guy like those guys.
Okay, I hear you, but now backtrack me. What was your expectation once this trade happened? Because did it live up to the...
I was on the other side of the trade, so you want to hear what my expectation was?
Tell me.
I wouldn't give a damn what he did over there. Oh. I was worried about the side of the trade that we got.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me break this down for you. Say it with your chest, UD. Say it with your chest. Right? Now, that's how you respond if you're on the Heat side of things. You see what I'm saying? It ain't nothing about Frosty. The people here do not have a problem with Jimmy playing for Golden State. Most of the people here have a problem with what he did before he left. That's it. And they always going to be bitter about that. And D-Wade going to be bitter about that because that was never nothing D-Wade did. UD, you know UD definitely going to be bitter about something like that. So that's where it is right there.
So you got the Goosies?
About UD? Oh, yeah.
Goosies galore.
Jennifer?
I made him happy on his birthday. That is Goosies galore. Yeah.
Goosies.
Goosies galore.
Before that stuff came out, I would have still been awake.
That was Goosies on top of Goosies.
Goosies.
On top of Goosies.
Goosies.
On top of Goosies.
Hey, like my cake sitting in there. Like my birthday cake.
Froggy?
No Goosey. No, I'm kidding.
What?
No, I just can I be honest? He had me, and he mentioned Jason Tatum. I mean, Jason Tatum, bit of a smudge.
I think
he
did that to rub the salt in the wound a little bit.
Well, look, he didn't get an A-plus from me just because that. He got an A. He got an A. So I'll say Goosey.
The simple Gooseys.
Goosey!
What's number three? Number three on the list is...
I already know how this is going to go. Paul Maurice.
Oh, I love him.
That's love that
right.
guy.
Paul Maurice.
I mean,
talking about
say?
The number one focused man in the entire world, arguably, Sergei Bobrovsky. The man has found a groove, and Paul Maurice can't help but notice it.
I think Sergei is always available to get into a groove. I think his prep doesn't change. Right, the scorer, he has no idea about his stats. It's not how he... But I think recently, and it was true in the latter half of the Tampa series, the guys in front are playing a game he understands that he has history with this year. He's had stretches this year where the shot total wasn't big for him. He never got warmed up in the game. He didn't get a bunch of outside angle shots that let him feel good about his game as a breakaway. Not a ton of them, so he's kind of trained himself with the style of game that we play, other than the breakaways, which is a silly thing to say. He has a fairly consistent expectation of what's going to happen next. I don't know if it makes saving the puck any easier for him. His anticipation then becomes very good.
Man, when he gets those breakaways, dude, and he just stones.
Stonewall.
Dude, you know how I feel about those things.
I jump out of my seat when that happens. I love that. I'm just like, man, it's just you one on one. Boom, stoned.
Backhand feed to Riley. Put down and around the end boards. Nate Schmidt got blasted by Pacioretty. Didn't get the clear. Tavares tried a between the legs pass for Pacioretty. That didn't connect. Out to the far point. It's all for Ekman Larson for Toronto. Long shot tipped and a save made by Bobrovsky. Juggles and he holds.
Man, so good.
I love him. Goosey's galore for Bob.
Just so focused at all times.
Yep.
Goosey's galore.
I definitely have Goosey's. And I've said it too. One of the reasons, another reason why it is so much fun to follow this team is that coach has been consistent and hasn't wavered in how he talks about the team up, down, or whatever since day one. Right? Now, he might be a tyrant behind closed doors, but you wouldn't know it. I mean, the worst thing I heard him say is punitive skate, and I started shaking because it sounds like it's the end of the world.
Bob probably
did. We asked. I think we asked Mikolo about that, right?
Gustav.
We no, we Gust- asked Gustav, Gus.
Gustav Forsling.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was about to say
they have a similar look. I would say, although Nico looks
no,
a little
no, no. We interviewed them both. I didn't remember.
We didn't interview Nico.
We never did.
Oh wait, who do we interview? We interviewed Gus, and we
no. But that is my plan. Is if we're, I'm asking for Nico Mikola because now I'm going to ask to please put a bucket of fish next to him so yes, he's in a good mood for the interview.
Oh, wait, so we could just grab one and feed him as we go.
After he answers every question, thank you.
Do you think it's rude to ask him if he compares his game to a polar bear on skates? Is that a rude thing to
no,
ask?
I don't think
you're
it's rude
basically
at all.
Saying,
I think
you're basically saying
him.
That a guy who spent his whole life in hockey can't skate.
Yeah.
No, he can
skate. Although Peter Ruel couldn't skate.
I mean, he's not like he's not a figure skater. Like, he's going to go ram somebody into the ice. But a real piss whistle, dude. I'll tell you that much.
Can I just say this?
There were some fights where he's just standing there like, this is boring.
Right?
Or is this all you can do?
And just like his menacing accent, he's just like, yeah, I'm just how we like it.
My favorite was when Gray asked him, so asked the official, so getting punched in the face, this is okay, right?
We're
not
going to
call it on me. We're good. We're good. When dude just gave him a little half piece, like just a little...
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.